What's up, guys? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter. I am your host of this amazing web show and podcast. Before we go any further, press that subscribe button, subscribe to my YouTube, and then press that bell for the notification so that you can keep kicking it with Keish nonstop whenever you want and whenever something new is uploaded. Boom, you're there. Now, for those of you that are listening via audio, subscribe there as well on all of your audio platforms and give me that 5-star rating because I need that so that more people can find out about my podcast. Because when you rate it 5 stars, that lets people know that you're amazing and I have an amazing podcast. I mean, like, you're listening to me now. I know you love it because you keep kicking it with me. So if you're listening via audio, listen via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and or Google Podcast. Keep kicking it with Keish. And thank you guys for kicking it with me. So let's kick off this episode with our first quote. Self-reflection is a humbling process. It's essential to find out why you think, say, and do certain things, then better yourself. Quote author Sonia. And I don't know how to pronounce her last name, so I'm not going to butcher it. But let's read that quote one more time. Self-reflection is a humbling process. It's essential to find out why you think, say, and do certain things, and then go better yourself. And I couldn't agree more. If you haven't already figured out, this episode is season 3, episode 2, titled Self-Reflection. Because a lot of you guys... Or a lot of us, I will be transparent, humble, open, and transparent. I'm gonna be hot. I have had some self-reflection issues too. I don't think self-reflection issues really stop. It's important to continue self-reflection so that you continue learning about yourself, making sure that everything around you is good. And you can only do that by reflecting on yourself first, because everything starts with you. I probably should have really been a therapist because I got it. But anywho, so our first point today. Oh, wait. Before we start on this first point, my company highlight of this episode, shout out to my friend Martika Cook. If you are anywhere near Austin, Texas, or in Austin, Texas, for all of my actors, if you need headshots, demo reels, taped auditions, anything that you need done behind the camera, edited for the camera to pass off to anybody you trying to get a job on a camera or off a camera for anything you need as far as an actor and creator, Miss Martika Cook can help you. So please follow my friend. Her IG is at Tika Creations right there. Her website is TikaCreations.com. She's great. She's in Austin, Texas, but if you're near Austin, Texas, hit her up. Again, her name is Martika Cook. She does demo reels, headshots, taped auditions, etc. She is a beast behind the camera. And she knows how to be behind the camera because she's also on camera. I'm not sure if she's acting anymore, but she's a great actor. And she did a lot of modeling. My friend's amazing. Please hit her up. Tell her Keish sent you. That's my company highlight for the episode. Now, let's dive into this self-reflection episode so we can start self-reflecting on ourselves. First point of the episode, you gotta learn how to love yourself first before you can teach someone how to love you. A lot of us try to hop into relationships, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with a significant other, and even sometimes like family relationships. You have to know how you like to be loved before you can ask somebody to love you any certain way. Because if you have no idea how you like to accept or receive or give off or deal with affection, or whatever your love language may or may not be, then you won't be able to tell somebody else how to love you or receive it if they try to give it to you. And maybe they're giving you their genuine love, and you don't know how to receive it because you don't know how. Yeah. Yep. That makes sense. You got to learn to love yourself first before you can teach or show someone how to love you. Be real with yourself. For sure, because this generation, today's day and age, social media has a large impact on how people are portrayed, how their lives are viewed, and never be a faker. Be real with yourself. Don't stunt, okay? Don't be a stunner. And for all of you, all of my religious and Christ faith-based followers and listeners, what you establish outside of God, you have to maintain without Him. Like, for example, if you go and get a car that you know is well out of your means, but you really want this car, or you really want something that's not that good for you, and God didn't bless you with it, like, literally, you shouldn't have it. You start keep making those payments and you start falling behind, you got to maintain that because you established it outside of God, so now you got to maintain it without Him. Don't go doing that just to be a stunner. Like, live within your means. That goes back to my 2020 vision episode, my New Year episode that I just released last week. Don't live outside your means just to stunt. Don't be a faker. Don't be fake. Who wants to be fake anyway? Like, be your authentic self. Stop settling for less you deserve. And that goes from people or from life. Stop settling. A lot of us settle, especially in relationships, and life, and things we commit to. Stop settling. If you don't want it, or if you deserve better, do what you need to do to put yourself in a better position. No more settling in 2020. If you don't like the energy around you, remove yourself. Keys quote. Again, if you don't like the energy around you, remove yourself and change the energy. If you can't remove yourself, do everything you can do to change the energy around you. So if someone just accepting stuff and running with it just because it's the energy around you, you don't have to do that. You can change the energy around you. So be that energy changer. If someone around you is draining or always negative or bad for your progression, get away from that person. Now, I'm not saying just up and move, or I guess if moving is what you gotta do, don't be around people that drain you. Don't do that. And for sure, remove yourself and your energy away if you find yourself speaking into someone's life and constantly encouraging them, and they're always hell-bent on being negative. Like, it's only so much encouraging you can do for someone before you find yourself empty because you've given so much of yourself. I understand you have a lot of love and a lot of positivity to give, but you can't continue pouring from an empty cup. Like, you have to refill yourself. And make sure you're not refilling yourself with garbage. Nourish yourself. It doesn't do any good to beat a dead horse. So, like, it doesn't do any good to try to keep pouring into something or trying to speak life into something that's hell-bent on being dead. It don't do no good to beat a dead horse. It's not going to get up and be productive. It's dead. So if there are situations or people in your life or nonsense that you're dealing with that's negative, walk away from it. No sense of giving your energy to things that aren't going to change. The person has to decide to want to change their mindset and live more positive and to actually want to get up and live. My friend DeVecchio Johnson, he told me, he says, quote, unquote, "I personally have too much going on, too many blessings coming my way, and too many things to get done to let anybody's negative energy block my progress." And I really couldn't agree more. Like, if you know that you do have all this light to give and you are the light for the world and for a lot of people around you, but you got a lot going on, don't so much give so much of yourself that you fall behind. Again, self-reflection also comes with self-love, self-care. Make sure you're taken care of first. Now, part of self-reflection, once again, part of self-reflection is truly taking time to learn yourself and what feels like many different aspects of you. So, and when I say many different aspects of you, I'm speaking spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Take time to actually explore the things that you may know or may not know be good for you. Like, for example, I started doing yoga. I bought a yoga mat off of Amazon, and I go to at least one yoga class a week here at the 24-hour fitness when it's on schedule. But if I can't make a class, I'll unroll my yoga mat and I'll put on a yoga video on YouTube, because I know now, because of my self-reflection that I've been doing, that yoga helps me release a lot of stress. It also helps me stretch, and it's good for my body and it's good for my self-progression. And you find out those things. And I've first off excuse me. Yoga is not something that, well, now it is, I guess, but I didn't grow up doing yoga. So it was new for me. And to try that new thing and learn that it helped me in many different aspects. And I also meditate when I do yoga. So that stretching and meditating and having, I use that as my meditation a long time with God. It helps me a lot. And it helps focus my days, my life, align me with everything going on in my head, helps make things clearer, opens up your ribs and things so that you can breathe better and you're doing all this stretching to live longer. Yoga helps me. So again, it was one of those things that I didn't know or I wasn't used to doing that helps me and help my self-reflection. I always used to suggest trying things outside of your normal. So do it. Go outside and breathe. Write in your journal your thoughts and emotions. Make sure your mental health is in check. And if it isn't, take time to yourself to make sure that you're okay. Mental health is a big, big, big deal these days. And there are a lot of highlights on different therapists that are available for your mental health. Mental health is a big part of self-reflection. Make sure your mental health is in check. Because the last thing you want to find yourself doing is being like Joe off of the Netflix series You. And your mental health is out of there. Self-reflect. Come back to yourself. Get your mental health in check. Next point is, stop avoiding and dealing with your trauma issues. No, I said that wrong. Stop avoiding dealing with your trauma issues. There you go. Everyone, stop avoiding dealing with your trauma issues. Those issues you have that you kept avoiding or you keep avoiding and don't want to address will only come around as bigger problems in the long run. I, for one, am, I will contest to say that that is true. I mean, I wrote it, so obviously I believe it. When you keep something in the closet long enough, it can grow, and you ignore it, it grows into a bigger issue. Because not only do you just throw that issue in the closet, you get a habit of throwing a lot of other things in the closet and not paying attention to them, and you don't address the situations, and they grow to bigger demons. You don't want big monsters in your closet, so deal with those baby monsters now. Clean out the closets in your life and set yourself free. Keesh quote. Get rid of the things that you walk around carrying on your shoulders. There's no need to carry around unnecessary weight, so set yourself free. Yeah, there's no need to carry around unnecessary weight. There's no need to carry around unnecessary weight, so set yourself free. Point blank, period. Who wants to go, say, like, if you know, like, for example, your body. If there's unnecessary weight on your body that you don't want to carry around, get rid of it. Just like baggage in your life. If there's unnecessary things that you don't want to carry around, why be heavier when you don't have to be? Get slim fine. Make your life slim fine. Get rid of all that nonsense. Now, here's a little nugget. If how you react to things causes negative outcome, change your negative reactions. If you're used to popping off when things go bad, and that's your reaction, that is a negative reaction. Stop popping off. That's a negative reaction, and you get a negative outcome. Do better. And then, like, channel your energies. And that's a whole nother aspect that I'm learning something about. I'm learning more about, so I can't really speak on it in depth. But your energies have a lot to do with how you react to things. Your energies and your mindset. So, like, for me, 2020, I've decided not to let things get to me like they used to. Like, I used to react like Ike Turner, be ready to pop off. Now I act like Omarion, unbothered. Perfect example. That was great. So, what happens when you're the issue? Now, a lot of us don't like to self-reflect and realize that we are the problem. In a lot of our situations, be real with yourself and ask yourself, am I the problem? And if you, again, this is like honest self-reflection. Don't lie to yourself about yourself, okay? If you are the victim and you've been being a butt, no, if you're used to playing the victim and you're actually being a butt, that's, you're being dishonest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Take ownership for your actions. Stop playing the victim and be the victor. there are a lot of people that I know. Not even a lot. There are a few people I know, probably like, since I have five fingers, probably like three people I know in my life that love to play the victim. Stop playing the victim and make sure you're not causing the problem or you're not a part of the problem. Give yourself an honest self-reflection and make sure whatever you're doing with any issues in your life, if you're the common denominator on why things keep going wrong, fix yourself right. Self-reflection. Be honest with yourself. So, excuse me. That's really all I have today. This is a short episode. A nice little 16, 17 minute episode about self-reflection. It's really straight to the point. Be honest with yourself. Have honest self-reflection. Do better. Be better. Live better. My name is Keisha Carter. You're watching Kicking It with Keish, and we've kicked it. Bye, guys.